You know, I was thinking this week about the Christian holidays, such as Christmas and Easter. They are red letter days on the Christian calendar. So does the atheist have a holiday? A red letter day that a day that they could celebrate as their very own? Of course they do. Today is the atheist holiday. We call it April Fool's Day. Because we know that everyone who claims that God is not relevant, or if God is dead or non-existence, is surely a foolish person. Well, I know that God is not dead because I have not been notified. In fact, I didn't even know he'd been sick. And if God had died, I would have been notified because I am family. Now, let's go to our lesson. We're talking about the privilege of divine healing. Healing is the benefit that every child of God can claim. The Bible teaches the doctrine of divine healing, and I believe that we ought to offer the prayer of faith for the healing of the sick. However, this does not prevent other means and other agencies when it's deemed necessary. Jesus said, "The well do not need a doctor, but the sick." If Jesus thought the sick needed a doctor, I think I should believe the same way. We who trust God may use every good gift that modern science has given us, and at the same time, commit our healing entirely to God's sovereign power. James leaves this promise without qualification, although both he and his readers know perfectly well that not all cases of sickness will be healed. Here, as always, when prayer is taught, the condition, if it be God's will, should be understood. Nevertheless, everyone knows that when faith exists, extraordinary cures occur. I'm going to read verses 14 and 15. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Among the Jews, illness was usually attributed to sin. Jesus rejects this view as a universal principle, like he did in John chapter 9. But elsewhere, Jesus suggested what we know to be a fact, that very often sin is the cause of a specific illness. You remember what he told the man in John chapter 5 and verse 14? Go and sin no more, lest something worse come upon you. In such cases, the man seeking healing is assumed to also be repentant for his sin and would seek forgiveness. In verse 16, the order of prayer is reversed. Here a man is admonished, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. When a child of God comes to his heavenly Father in sincere and genuine faith with any need, he receives help. Such help increases his faith in God, and he is likely to find help for other needs as well. Let me point out the phrase, confess your faults one to another. Using wisdom is so important in this matter. If you are going to share your problems with someone, let God show you who to choose as a confidant. Pick someone who will not be burdened or harmed by what you share or make you feel worse about yourself later on. We do not always need to confess every fault to someone else, but there are times when it is helpful. I strongly encourage you to follow the biblical instructions to confess your faults to others when you need to, in order for you to be healed and restored. Just use wisdom when you do so. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.